Blog Talk Radio.
On mediumship, or maybe give your tips, or maybe even get a mini reading at the bottom of the hour. And you can do that by calling 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628, and press number 1 to let us know that you're there. Okay, so, and you can also join us in chat on psychictalk.net/chat and, you know, ask your question there. Or post a comment. We love it when you post your comments. So, okay, so let's get this party with spirit started, and let's welcome Vivian on. Vivian, are you there?
Yes, hi, Rose. Thank you. Hello, callers and listeners wherever you are in the world. A big hello from Alberta, Canada.
How exciting. That's, we're all over the world, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. And actually, in the spirit world, too. You can imagine. There's no boundaries.
You're right. There's, right. You know, that's true. That's a good tip right there.
We're in the spirit world. There's no. Yes. You know, you're just saying it's, you know, it's funny how you're just saying that that's a good way to start off because, that's the biggest thing, right? That's the biggest tip that it is. We're right there. We're right with the spirit world. That's the biggest one.
Yeah, well, we're never separated. We just get in our heads and think we are. You know, and I had a lady, I ran a special this week, because every now and then I run specials. I like to give back. And I had a special this week, and it was 50% off all my readings, and I actually ran that this week. And I had a lady contact me, and she goes, "Well, I'm in Florida." And I said, "Well, honey, we can do it. There's no boundaries between me and spirit. There's no boundaries between me and you and if you're in Florida." Right? There really is. We're the ones that actually create that, what we call veil, you know, with our getting in our heads, our self-doubt, you know, and thinking too much into things. And that's I'm glad you started off with that because that leads right into what I basically wanted to talk about today, mediumship tips and things like that. But to start off, I just kind of wanted to talk about how, you know, when you get started in mediumship, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, I believe we're all mediums. I believe we all have that potential, but it takes a lot of work. And I think, you know, a lot of people are not committed to that work. Once they get in there and they see how much work it is, they don't want to, you know, they don't really want to put the time and devotion into it. It isn't something that you would do today and not tomorrow. You know, this is something that once you get into doing it, you never, ever want to stop. And it becomes very much a lifestyle, mediumship does. And, you know, you take it very seriously what you do. And I know that when I started out, I didn't know what I was doing. I just, you know, I would see spirit. I would communicate with spirit. I would, you know, I would hear them, I would sense them, and I didn't know how that I could talk back to them. You know what I mean? I didn't know how their language worked. I just know I was getting messages here and there, and little bits and pieces, and didn't know how to link it together, didn't know exactly what it was. So I kind of developed on my own from a small child, you know. And so I basically was taught working with spirit myself. And we all get in our own way of doing things. You know, we all have our own way of using those gifts. We might not all use them in the same ways, you know. And I know with myself, I learned all on my own. So it was really hard when I would, you know, try to learn from somebody else because I had my own way. And I think spirit world teaches you. Spirit teaches you. When I say spirit, of course, I mean the energy that is spirit, which is God, angels, our loved ones on the other side, you know, all of them, masters. So spirit teaches you as you're growing up, or most of us, we don't realize we're mediums when we're little, you know, but we are. And because there really is never a disconnection. It's just our thoughts about it. And it's also our thoughts about how basically, you know, our parents have raised us. You know, sometimes what happens is as they're raising us, they, you know, they don't realize they're doing it, but they're stifling our gifts by telling us that the spirit world doesn't exist when we see a ghost. You know, and I know they're just trying to protect you, but, you know, we get that attitude, and we unlearn our gifts. That's what we do. We unlearn the gifts because when we're born, we know who we are, we know what our purpose is, and we know where we're supposed to go. But as we're growing up, we have all these influences, the churches, the schools, and nothing against them, but because they do serve their purpose also. They make us understand because, like I said, you've got to see the negative side of things to see the positive, right? And sometimes you have to experience, well, all times we have to experience that to understand that. So, you know, you get all these different views, and it changes your perspective on what and who you are. And we're, you know, here, especially here, I think it's more so in the United States. And I mean, I hate to say that, but it's true. I think we're guided in certain directions. I may be wrong with that. It may be, you know, all over. But, I mean, I think we're guided in certain directions, and we blindly follow a lot of times because our parents did it and their parents did it. And when you see a ghost, you think, oh, well, because your parents told you, oh, well, that doesn't exist. It's not real. Then every time you see it or you experience anything like that, you shut it down. You shut it off. Oh, no, that's not real. I didn't see that. You try to make up an excuse for what you're seeing because you've been told and taught all your life that it doesn't exist. So I'm here to tell you, as a medium, as a child that grew up and seen spirit from a very young age, that they exist. That it's real. It's, you know, we don't, in physics, energy never dies. It just changes form. It goes from an ice cube to water, you know, or from, you know, water to steam. It just changes form. It does not die. So the energy that is consciousness, that is our thoughts, that is our feelings, that is who we are, still exists. You know, who we are still exists. All right? So coming from that point of view of it, you know, and you look at the mediumship and, you know, like I said, in other countries, I think they're not as fast paced as the United States. And I want to say this because I want people to understand where I'm coming from and where, you know, mediumship, you know, in you know, the UK and in other countries, you know, they embrace their beliefs. Not to say that we don't, but a lot of them, like India, is an older religion, and it's based on ancient beliefs, and you know, they know things we don't. Those ancients did, because they believed in themselves, and it was a lot of religions started from one religion. So it's you got to look at it that way. You got to look at you know, all aspects of it. And when you look at other countries and the way that they develop in their mediumship, say the UK, for instance, and it's a slower pace mediumship. In the U.S. here, we're all in our heads. We live a very fast food, in a very fast food society. Okay, I got to get up in the morning. I got to hurry to work. I got to hurry and do this. I got to hurry and do that. I don't have time to sit down and think about things. I don't have time to sit down and meditate. I don't have time to do all these things. And they're constantly in their head and constantly having what we call monkey mind. So much confusion, so many things going on in their head that it's hard to sit down and actually meditate. It's hard to clear the head when they do meditate. And when they read as mediums, it's really hard because we've been conditioned to live in a fast food. We want everything now. You know what I mean? That we have to slow down in order to connect the spirit. And that's a mistake a lot of people do. They don't slow down. They don't take the time to slow down, to clear their thoughts so that they can make room for spirit and so that they can get the messages that they're supposed to get from spirit clearly. And this is where, you know, in the UK they sit in the power. We do it here too in the US, but not as much as they do. I think that that's a rule with them. They have to sit in a circle for years and develop before they even go out and do readings. They're very respectful of their mediumship in the spirit world. And they sit in the power, and they don't just sit in the power for 20 minutes or for, you know, 5 minutes or whatever. They sit in the power for hours. And what that does, it's so great, because what it does is it builds the power and gives you the energy and the power, the backing of the spirit world, you know, all that energy to help you do what you need to do, to help you to get out there to read on platform, or to help you do reading after reading after reading, right? But that takes time again. That takes time. And you know, I just did a workshop with Paul Jacobs, and I'm going to tell you what, I think this man is amazing. He is just, he absolutely blew me away, because this is the way he thinks. He thinks us Americans, really, it's so funny. We have so much in our heads all the time, and you know, he says too many words. It's so funny. Too many words. When we read, we have too many words. We skip over our information, and he's correct. We do that. We leave out a lot of information because we skip over the information because we're so fast-paced. He lived a life where it was a little more laid back than that, you know, and so he had time to develop on his own, and then was thrown in with Gordon. Of course, Gordon Higginson was his mentor, and Gordon was very hard and very disciplined, and Paul is also, but it's in a wonderful way, because the man has learned from spirit, because we learn from experience, you know, so you have to experience to understand, and you got to slow down to be able to do that. And sitting in the power and taking the time to meditate, taking, you know, a walk before you read, or whatever you may do to get to that point, you need to do it. Because I do believe we have too much brain clutter. And, you know, one thing the man really taught me was to actually, you know, you can think and also read, okay? You can do that. And reading is very logical. It's you know, we think we got to get completely out of our heads to be able to read. That's not true. You need to learn to balance both. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I even believe that. And he really, you know, so I have to say the number one tip would be take time to develop. Don't rush it. Teach you all the way around and spirit. And not only that, you're going to learn from everybody else, and, you know, and take the time to develop. So take a couple hours a day if you can, or even an hour a day, you know, just to sit in the power and just to, you know, get yourself right. Don't rush your mediumship. Don't take a course and then run out there and do, you know, start reading. You know, sit down and actually put it into practice first. get some volunteers that you can read on to where you can, you know, learn how Spirit was working with you, you know, and don't rush into it, because fast food mediumship, we have a lot of that here in the United States. You know, let's rush out, let's take this course, and let's turn around and let's just be out there reading. Like I said, I've been reading since I was very young. Not on a professional level, of course. I didn't do that until I was much older. But that was something that I did. But I always did it for free, you know, or I did it for charity. And it built my, you know, it built me up. It taught me how to work with Spirit. So I think the most important thing is to learn to work with Spirit and to sit in the power, take the time to meditate. You know, and keep your mind open. That's another thing Paul said. You know, you got to have more of an open mind to what you're receiving. And a lot of times we don't. You know, we get that one piece of information, and then we go on to the next, and we go on to the next, and we go on to the next. And we forgot about the first, because there's so much information in just one piece. And so go back to that one piece and try to expand upon it. You know, that's a great tip on how to open that up, right? I know that, like I said, mediumship takes a lot of work. It's not something you just do today and then stop doing. It's something that you continue to do, you know, and you continually learn and you continually expand upon that, you know. You learn about yourself first. You know, learn mm-hmm. how you communicate, learn how you can build your power. You know, not everybody does everything the same. We do have a lot of the same abilities, but we may use them in different ways. You know, I know I communicate through music a lot. You know what I'm saying? I know that I use color a lot in my readings. I know that I use, you know, I'm very... clairaudient. I hear things a lot. I see, you know, clairvoyant. So I see things. I see images a lot, you know. And we tend to, you know, just take all that and kind of throw it together and not really get a great message out of it, because we're not expanding upon each one of those things. And I think that depending on the type of mediumship, there are different types, you know. Some mediumship, you know, it's more of a spiritual blending, more of a, you know, that's more of what the UK does, is more of a blending, a melding together with that spirit, so that you can actually feel it and also communicate. So, you know, that's a little different form of communication than you see a lot of your U.S. mediums doing. So, yeah, I would say sit in the power as much as you can. Get to know yourself. You know, those are the two of the biggest tips right there. So, yeah. Vivian, do you have any tips for us, honey?
Well, you know, I want to comment on what you're just talking about there as well, because it's interesting. Me and Rose kind of started in two different avenues, actually, because I'm not like Rose. I didn't have this feeling since I was little in that. Actually, for me, it started with I had a feeling something was going to go wrong, and I went for a medical test, and then I almost died. So I learned to listen after that, but I remember actually words were, how would I know that? So I started actually is connecting with the guides. And, you know, I can relate to this meditation thing, because I seriously was not a person to meditate. That was the last thing you could ask me, to sit down and meditate. And I'm talking now, that's probably like 20 years back here now. And like for me to sit down and just try to breathe or anything, everything kept coming into my mind. I said, oh, my God. But anyhow, I got connected with Reiki. And for me, Reiki was my meditation. Then I could just let Reiki is you're connecting to the power of the universe. Your God, source, creator, whatever you want to connect with, whatever your belief is, and it's just coming through you. And for me, that was my meditation. There I could just let the energy come through and just go. And then when I was working on people, then I was getting messages and being guided to this. So for my connection was more with the guides. You know, they've saved my life more than once. So, but you know, and so now throughout the years, I understand what they were talking about is meditation, because when you're the big thing that you're talking about too is surrendering. When you're meditating, you're actually surrendering to what that is. And if you think of how you get to, you know, get to have a best friend, the only way you're going to have a best friend and be really connected to spirit is taking that time. And, you know, and I'm being told by the guides, and showing up, because all they want you to do is show up. So even if you can only take 5 minutes, if you only can clear your mind for 5 minutes and concentrate on your breath or do Reiki, just show up regular for that 5 minutes. And then you know what? That's going to build and that's going to grow. And then you're going to get messages. And you just, because you know what? They're just waiting there for you. They're just sitting and waiting for you. And they're sending you. Because if you have had any idea that if this interests you at all, I guarantee you, you've had feelings of loved ones around you. You've had lights flashing. You have that connection already. And like Rose said, it's all within us. It's a matter of taking our time and connecting. And we got to, you know, and again, I'm just being guided by spirit. They're our best friends. They're our loved ones in spirit. It's like picking up the phone and talking to them. So if you don't pick up that phone, how can you possibly connect with them? So, but like I was saying, it was hard for me to just to do that concentration and that, but that's in that quiet of that time, that's when you get messages. But you'll agree, Rose, as well, you'll get messages too as well when you're distracted doing something else. That's right. You're concentrating
definitely.
On something
well,
else.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because that is a form of meditation. It's
yes.
like when you're
yes.
in school and you're staring out the window and you're not really thinking of anything, you know, or you're watching TV, but you're not really watching TV. Your mind's somewhere else. It's that space in between there. But, you know, Vivian, you really brought up a good point, because that was the next thing I was actually going to say, is develop that relationship with the spirit world, because you have to. You know, you can't think of them as, you know, Paul doesn't like to say, oh, well, energy, you know, they're not energy, because in a sense, in the scientific aspect of it, they are, but they are also people, because they have not lost that consciousness, that those feelings or any of that. So they still are the person that they were when they were here, you know, and they can still communicate with you. It just may be in a different way. And the thing is, learning to work with your guides, learning to work with the spirit world is very important. Carry on a conversation. I talk to them like I've talked to you. Okay, it's no different. Okay, guys, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Or, okay, I need help with this. Or, you know, this is kind of how I go about it. I don't think of them as being separate from me. I don't think of, you know, I try to put myself in their shoes so that I can really understand them. And that's one thing I teach my students. How would you feel if that was you and you were wanting to communicate with your loved one? What are some of the things that you would say to them? You know what I mean? What would you do? You know, how would you communicate with, how would my loved ones communicate with me? You know, I know they do, they come through music a lot with me, because we are a very musical family. That's how we grew up. You know, so this is one way you can think about the loved ones on the other side, you know, is okay, well, they're, you know, they can communicate with me like they, in ways that they did, but in a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we would all sit around and we'd play guitar and we'd sing and we'd do these kind of things. And that's how my family communicated. That's what we had in common. That's what we love to do. And so if you're a writer and you know, you guys shared writing, or you shared songwriting, or you shared music, then that spirit world communicates with you in that way. They use, you know, you always have a frame of reference that you can go by. You know, I've always said that. That you have a frame of reference, you know, because my father was an alcoholic. You know, then I could understand people. Spirit would come through. I kept getting alcoholics, people that were alcoholics coming through. That was because I had that vocabulary for spirit. I had an understanding of it. This is why we live so many lifetimes, so that we can understand every aspect of life, so that when we want to communicate, right, it's proof that we exist beyond this. And if we want to communicate, we know how. Right? We have that frame of reference. So frame of reference, getting to know how to work with your guides, getting to know how to work with your energy, those are something that's extremely important, you know, and just put yourself, be empathetic, put yourself in the shoes of the spirit. And you'll notice that you'll draw to you spirit that is like you or spirit that has that same reference.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so
that was a good tip,
Vivian, because I mean, you're communicating with your guides is extremely important. Communicating with the loved ones on the other side and understanding and empathizing with them is extremely important. And getting to know yourself.
You know, I almost died, so that kind of really like woke me up, and I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through that to wake themselves up. But it's like you mentioned, Rose, it's in taking that walk in nature. It's almost in that moment of pure bliss. It's in that singing that song, in that singing of just loving to be where you're at is where your spirit guides can connect with you. Because when you're loving to be who you're at, you're loving to be what you're doing, that is when your love is such a high vibration, and that's when your spirit guides can come in. And that, and often you think, oh, I'll just do this. Oh, I said, oh, I'm thinking of this person. And that's your guides. That's how they start slowly connecting with you and realizing. It took them, you know, and it did. That's how they slowly started connecting. And with me, it was nursing, and it was working with clients and healing, and I just loved it. And that's how it opened up, and it just opens all the doors. And then it's so funny. And then they push you out. They keep you pushing you further and further and further. And that's probably how I got on. That is how I got on this show today. Yeah, they keep pushing you further, but they do it with such love, right? You know, and it's not that, and what they want to get across, it's not that hard, guys. It just isn't. It's just being in nature, just doing what you love, because that's what you love. And because when we're sad, and which we all are, but then you realize I'll go for a walk. I'll call somebody that I love talking to. Not that you're going to complain about what's going on, but you're going to talk about things you love together. Remember the word love. The love is the highest vibration, and it connects to us to all that is, all that was, and all that will be. And that's including the guides. It connects all the worlds, right? The spirit world and everywhere we are in the world.
That's true.
So, you know,
that's
it's just as easy. And, you know, it's easier than we think. And it's just a matter of opening up our heart.
And we can sit here all day and we can tell everybody that it's...
But it just happened to me that easily.
It's like Paul Jacobs said, we have too many words. In other words, I think we have too much mind clutter, and I think we say too much. We'll get to the point.
and you said it, Rose. You said it as a child. The child.
Right.
As if you think of children... We have no, there's no teaching and mediumship, not that we want to learn, and of course we do, because we want to progress and be the best that we can be, but how a child is so open and just accepting of love, and that's how it comes through, you know, and that's perfect, and
that's
you as a child
right.
remember that, right? And then somehow,
right.
like you mentioned,
we get away
from that.
That's our natural state is to be open. Our natural state is to be in communication all the time. And we unlearn that it gets taught out of us, you know, and so our natural state of being, if we just go back to our natural state, that's why I feel so good when you do it.
Yeah.
And that's why when you surrender, the messages flow, because it's a natural state. We fight it. It's so crazy. And it's so funny. I was sitting there watching, and Paul was teaching us in that clip. And I love mentioning him because he's amazing. You guys get a chance to take a workshop from him. He blew me away. He's just amazing. But just his way of working with spirit, and you could see the cogs turning as he was reading. And it was like, I knew what he was doing. And it was like, it just was amazing to watch him perform, platform, and just to read, because, you know, he put such passion in it, and he loves what he does. And you can definitely see that's the natural process. And he'd say, you guys need to look outside of the box, you know, and also you just say too many words. In other words, why do you get yourself into such messes by thinking too much and by saying too much? You know, rather than being simple, it's In those other countries, they're more simple. Life is more laid back. In the United States, it's more of a fast food thing, fast food society, rush, rush, rush. And when you get all that mind clutter and all that going on, it makes it really, really hard to read. You make it harder on yourselves if you just be natural, surrender, take a deep breath, and allow it, rather than fight it all the time like we do. We get in our heads, and we think we're not supposed to be in our heads, and then we think, you know, it's just there's so much to it. But I don't think I ever even realized until I actually took this workshop with Paul, right, that he really opened up a lot of things for me. He made me understand a lot of the things that I was going through as a working medium. You're never perfect, for one. We all make mistakes, and you know, that's the great thing about who we are. That's how we learn. So you're never going to get up there and be perfectly 100% right on when you're doing a reading. You're gonna have days when you're off. You're gonna have days when you're not getting the right information. But you know, Paul taught us to go back in and get it. That was wonderful. So it's not a perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nothing's perfect. It can't be. We have to have duality in everything. So don't beat yourself
up. Well, it's like a
up.
Telephone line.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like a telephone line or the computer, right?
Right.
Like blog talk, sometimes you lose the connection. Yeah.
Right. Don't make it harder for yourself than it is. You know, and we have a tendency to make it harder on ourselves by overthinking things. Right? And
I think, you mentioned Rose too, how we want to do the best job possible, and most people are like that. You really want to do the best job possible. You want to give the most evidence possible, and we got our minds in that. But you know, I've had some great teachers as well, and spirit. You know, your spirit guides are your greatest teachers. We need to remember.
Oh yeah.
I think the biggest thing is what we get. You know, because I know some mediums will have a list. Tell me your name. Tell me this. Tell me where you live. Tell me what you do. Tell me what you like. Tell me your hobby. And that actually, you know what? Just forget all that. The biggest tip is if you're a medium working, forget all that. Literally. How can you surrender when you've got this list of things? You're not surrendering for one thing. You're not allowing them. And think about it. You're standing on the other side. I'm going to say the other side, but they're right beside you.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to be drilled like a drill sergeant, like where your name is.
You're
going to understand.
This is the thing. I want to say what I want to say to my loved ones. I don't want to be asked a million and one questions. I want to say what I want to say. And if you're asking all those questions of spirit, you're not allowing them to give the message that they want to give. So,
when you've got those questions in your mind, you're in your mind. You're not in your heart and your soul.
Right.
So communication is all you're doing. Yes. All you're doing
that's
is opening up, and you literally have no expectations. You literally have no. If you think about it, that person in spirit, that loved one, think about this. It is the first time they're going to connect with their sister. First time they're going to connect with their sister.
Yes.
And, you know, my sister knows who I am. I don't need to tell her. I'm going to tell her what she needs to know so she knows
exactly.
It's me.
And
you know what?
Exactly.
As a medium, we have no idea what that is. We got no idea who that is. We don't know what it is. We can't possibly know because we're not them. You know, these are real people. They are real people.
That's where the melding and the blending comes in with them, so that you can feel that emotion. Because really, if you can watch, okay, say you're in a circle or whatever, and you can watch a physical circle, and somebody's reading someone else. Okay, and you can sit there and you can watch the expressions on that person's face and just kind of watch watch how they're responding to what they're getting. You notice if spirit's giving them a lot of just validation after validation after validation after validation, which validation's great, don't get me wrong. Clear valence is beautiful. And they're not you know, they're just saying, oh, this is this, this is this, this is this, this is this. And if they get all the validation, they say, yeah, well, that person did do this, and yeah, that person did do that, and yeah, that person did do that. You'll notice that you'll see people after a while. First of all, you don't need all that evidence, right? And secondly, after a while, they'll get really bored with that reading because it's not really what they want to hear. They already know their level. You're right. So they want to hear what they want to hear. They want to say what the spirit world wants to say, what it wants. You should not be, you should not control that. You should allow spirit to say what they want to say. Your loved ones.
And what you're saying, Rose, too, you're leaving it open to, you will get all, the sitter will get all the evidence they need in a different way that you don't expect it. The loved one in spirit will bring him to a memory that is so specific for the sitter, and you're kind of relaying the thing. I said, this means nothing to me, and it means everything to the sitter. And the evidence will be irrefutable, because it's who would know but the sitter what that's about? And even the medium doesn't know what it's about. And that's not, exactly. The medium doesn't even know what it's about.
Right. Who would know the feeling? You know what I'm saying? You can sit there and relay. Right. The emotion that's connected to the relationship, or the emotion that's connected to the message that they're bringing through, is more important than the physical evidence. Although the physical evidence, or not physical evidence, but you know, the clairvoyant messages, and they're great, but you without feeling, they're nothing. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to feel that, the emotion that goes along with it. And that, I think, is the difference between, Vivian, the more UK mediums, they're more soul-orientated into blending and melding.
And I love the soul, yeah.
And
I love
feeling the emotion of the spirit. And I think a lot of us start out that way here in the U.S. I think we start out with the feeling because it's natural, because we don't know what it is. You know what I mean? We just know we're feeling a certain way. Then when we start to analyze it, Mavis Patella said to me, she said, first we're a medium. And she said, and then we're, how'd she put that? Give me a minute. I got to think about this. First we're a natural medium. Then we're a medium. And then we're an unnatural medium. Then we're a medium again. Okay? So basically what she was, our natural medium again. Is you have to learn from other people, but you have to only keep what resonates with you. It's like these people that take, you know, you're natural in the beginning because nobody's told you how to do it. And then these people take all these different courses. And I know last year I took Mavis Patella and I took Lisa Williams, and I took them a month after each other. And this is what I learned. I learned a lot from both those ladies, but it confused me because I'm getting away from who I was. And that's why I decided to take the Paul Jacobs course, because I was like, some of the things he said in the interview with Lily on her radio show about being himself and about how he should be, I felt like he was the right teacher for me, and I was right. Because I did learn a lot more about going back to my natural self through him, you know, and I think when we forget who we are is when we have problems.
Well, when you get different concepts coming in, and you know, like you're saying, Rose, that's great to have different concepts, but then it has to all settle, and then where are you in this, and what can you use from, and then
exactly.
What really sits
what
well. It's like what kind of foods I like is the same kind of thing, what can they, but you know, I really love how, and it, what stuck me from different teachers, and is basically, first of all, connecting with that love, that emotion, what they're sensing right away, because it's in their personality, who they are, that they make, you know, and,
right.
and let them, and the biggest tip of all, let them bring you where they want to bring you. If they want to show you a memory,
exactly.
What Sharon and the sitter did together, and because then you're going to feel it's what they want to show. Think about that. For all, it could be 20 years that person has this first time that they see their sister sitting there with a medium. Let them lead you.
Let them lead you,
and they're going to give you the evidence that will be way more insurmountable than anything that you could ask for on a list. Let them lead you. And, you know, I do have to add this, because I sat in many circles, and I hear, and then there'll be they're giving some evidence about a spirit, a loved one that's near them, and then you've got three people lifting their hand that it relates to them. And I see this so many times. And the biggest tip I get, you know what? That person is for one person. And, oh, and this must be, it must be all of you. No, it isn't for all of you. That person is one person. They may be other, they have my similarities, but you're talking to that one person. You know, just ask that loved one. Okay,
well,
tell me something that only that person will know.
Right, yeah.
And you ask the loved one that's in spirit, tell me something that
right.
only that person will know that's your loved one. And, you know, each time it is. And, you know, I don't say nothing because I'm just there and well, and, you know, just we're just practicing, right? And I don't tend to say that. But today I have a time to say that. If you get that, you ask. Ask your spirit, and you know what? That's when you ask, because that spirit, you know, that loved one in spirit is thinking, oh my goodness, they don't. I'm like, she's right there. Like, come on, ask me. And they're just raring
right.
to tell
you.
We used to smell erasers together. We used to throw them at each other. They're going to give you something that's so specific. You have to think, well, I don't know what that is.
Right.
And that person, oh my God, that's my brother. Of course we did that. We were 6 years old. Now
you have to get specific. That's a good point, because my computer just died. You have to get very specific in your information. It depends on how you're doing it.
Let me finish, Vivian.
The more specific you can get in your information, the better. You will have less people raising their hands.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
it's better to get specific. If you can get specific, I mean, it doesn't always come through like that, but if you can get specific, it's better to do that. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Definitely
exciting, right?
Definitely. It is exciting. I mean, this is a subject that we could go on about forever, because it is exciting to talk, and you have to have a passion for what you do as far as mediumship. If there's no passion in what you're doing, then you're doing something wrong. Right? Because it is exciting, because spirit does quicken you, and it does you do have that power and that energy there to back you, and and everybody communicates in their own way, and you should just take whatever you learn from everyone and apply it to the way that you do things, because I think that that's the takeaway, because I think if you focus on one person, you're missing out. You know what I'm saying?
There may be
a different perspective somewhere. And I would not advise, and I'm going to say this, taking workshop after workshop after workshop after workshop after workshop with so many different people. I wouldn't advise that. I think that will throw you off every time if you're, you know. But every once in a while, take a workshop from somebody you really feel like can actually help you in that. You know what I mean? Sit in a circle all the time. Sit in the power daily. Right? Take time to meditate. The sitting in the power and meditation are kind of two different things, right? Sitting in the power, you're building your power, and you're learning to work with your own energy, where meditation is clearing the head and getting rid of all the clutter so that you can get the messages clearer, right? So both of them or two different. I use that alpha meditation where I sit and I listen to my breath, or I feel my breath, right? And kind of just open up that way. Kind of just let my thoughts go away to quit running through my mind. And then I'm not a big thinker anymore. I don't worry. And ever since I started doing like that alpha meditation, I quit worrying about things. So I don't get stressed out and worried, and I don't constantly have things running through my head. And I don't think I could do mediumship if I did. You know what I'm saying? So those two things I think are the main important. Sit in the power. Get to know yourself. Get to know spirit. Get to, you know, empathize with them. You know, all of those tips that we gave today are great tips, Vivian.
Yeah, and this one that I want to remind people of, I think it's so important, because this is something that can really discourage a medium that's even just starting out or has been there for a long time. It can be very discouraging, because you got to also remember that the loved ones in spirit are learning as well, for one thing. And you might not be the right medium for that loved one. And you know, Rose, you mentioned this to us, because they use your mind, they use your things you've been through, like everything. They use your mind. You know, it's like a person that you meet on, you know, across, you know, you just meet for the first time, how you really click. You know, you can talk for that person for hours. Well, it's the same thing in the spirit world. They're meeting us for the first time. So, you know, you're not, so even though you look, and for this, if people out there that you go to meet him, my grandfather didn't come true. Well, that medium, maybe I'm sure your grandfather was there, but there was just something that, you know, their minds didn't click with that medium. It doesn't mean that your grandfather didn't want to talk to you. That wasn't the meaning. And the medium's got to remember that as well. So for the sitters that go, oh, my grandfather wasn't even there. He is there. It's just sometimes it takes a different person to be for your grandfather, you know, a different medium, different mind. And
well,
for the mediums to remember.
You're not perfect. So sometimes you're going to misinterpret the information you're getting.
Yeah.
So you need to sit with it for a few minutes and go back to it and bring it back right, because ask yourself, ask your guides, you know, for help. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we get that wrong. It's not that the information that you're getting is wrong. It's just that you don't know how to relay it. And some people, because of their life experience, they know how to relay that information, because they've been through it, so they get a feeling about it. Clear sentience.
It's easier for them.
Wow,
they understand it more.
This is, right. I know what this is because I've experienced it, so I can deliver this message. You know, how many times have you been doing a reading where a loved one will come through and they'll make you feel a certain way, and you they'll remind you of how you felt about your brother, you know. And you're like, wow, they're making me feel like I felt for my brother. So, okay, wow, this is a brother I have here in spirit, and he feels this way about you. You know, it's as simple as that, but we take it away.
Well, you know, I look at, like, when you look, and I've seen and I've heard this too, and I felt it the same way till I realized, when you're looking at it, you're looking at the demonstration, or you're looking at somebody giving a reading, somebody else says, oh my God, all the evidence, all everything that they got, wow, like, I can't do that. And then all of a sudden you realize, okay, and then when you think of it, put it in perspective, okay, wait a minute, that person might have already been in a car accident, and they understand how it felt in the body, how that person would have felt when their body felt, you know, the pain, and they might have lost, brother and a sister might have lost. So their experience, but as a medium that's learning, and we're always learning till we die, and then we're doing it on the other side, but we have to look at it in that context. We don't have the same life experiences that the loved one in spirit can connect to and bring in that. That's the difference. And I think, you know, this is a
it's
big aha moment for me, too. This can knock medium's confidence down. You don't know what's in the mind of the medium, what their experience is. And you're just watching, and you don't know what's in the mind of the medium with all their experiences. So you're looking at this and saying, oh, wow, I can't do that. So I'm talking about people, mediums, the confidence in that. We got to remember.
The information that you get isn't wrong. It's just the way you interpret it. So it depends on the interpretation of the medium, and that depends on your life experience and their vocabulary with spirit. And so when you have that vocabulary with spirit, you're able to understand what you're getting and seeing, feeling, experiencing. And when you don't, you know, it's like these people lived all over the world, you know, and they've experienced every type of person. And this is the whole point of reincarnation, right? It's so that we can understand each other, you know, and actually walk in that person's shoes. We do it in our lifetimes, and we do it as far as reincarnating. We do it in the spirit world. We do it here, you know, and that's how it works. And it is amazing. But you know what, Vivian?
Yes, and you know, we need to get to the callers. You know, the thing is, you know, I think we made a big point today. Big point today is also the passion. You can tell between me and Rose, you're just so excited that we're talking over each other. And all spirit wants you is the love and the passion to do it. You have that. you'll sit down for that. And even if it starts at 5 minutes a day, you'll sit down and you'll start, and you'll start connecting to spirit. So it's a passion. And thank you for listening. And we're going to go right to the callers. And the one that, and thank you so much for waiting in the line, is area code 270, our first caller. Hello, caller. Thank you for waiting and being so patient. What's your name,
yes,
and where you calling from?
That. Oh, thank you. My name is Joy, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Hi, Joy.
What a beautiful name.
What a beautiful name.
Thank you.
You bring joy to everyone.
I was wanting to know if I could get a mini reading.
Mm-hmm. What kind of reading would you like?
Well, I was just wondering if I could ask if there are any messages from spirit.
From spirit, okay. Okay, so let's see what I get. Give me a second to connect here. Would I be correct in saying that you have a mother in spirit?
Mm. Not a mother.
Okay. All right. So let me expand upon that a little bit and feel that out. So this would be your grandmother that mothered you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you had a close relationship with your mother, with your grandmother. Also with her, I get with her, okay, I know this lady had a very, I want to say upbeat, she was a very organized lady. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Always getting things done, very happy-go-lucky lady, right? Very organized in her home. Everything was in place. I feel like let me feel her out a little more, okay? So I definitely feel like you had that she's basically letting you know that she, you know, I think you have a lot of things going on in your life right now that are out of whack and you just need some guidance, and she wants to tell you that you just need to get more organized. She's showing me everything in order, right? And I think this mm-hmm. is her way of saying, honey, you just need to get organized. You have everything you need. You just need to get organized with it. Would she also have a brother in spirit with her?
Yes.
Okay, because she's saying she's with her brother, and I do feel like she's letting you know that she's not alone, that she's with her brother, right? So she wants you to know that she was a very orderly lady, right? She just keeps bringing me back to that, you know, and that she wants you to know that you just need to get things together, that you're okay. Everything's there. You just need to get them in order.
I definitely need to, so you're right.
You definitely needed to hear that from her, right? Would I be correct in saying, is she a healer also? Your mother, was she a healer? Did she do, like, nursing work or something to that effect?
My grandmother, I'm not really sure.
Right, because I see a lot of energy, healing energy with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like this is something that she did. So you wouldn't know that?
No.
Let me feel that out. Okay, let me feel out what she's giving you with that also. So if you don't know that, I don't want you to say yes, and just yes or no, right? So let me go back to that. So would I be correct in saying that she was a very nurturing lady? In other words, she took care of everybody in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is also her way of saying, you know, I feel like she's a very organized lady. She's very nurturing, and that all she wanted to do is basically take care of her family. And so this is her way of letting you know that she's still very much around you and taking care of you and trying to help you get organized in your life.
Okay.
And also, I'm getting with that, I want to say real quick, because sometimes when you're talking to one loved one, another one will come through. I feel male presence there also with her, right? I know that her brother's there, but that's not who I'm feeling. I'm feeling somebody else here, right? Let me see if I can get some specifics on him, right? Get a little more specific with that rather than general with the feeling the male there. I feel like this is, all right, let me ask. Would I be correct in saying that this is a boyfriend that's close? Do you have a boyfriend or a husband that is crossed?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll just let that go because I'm not feeling that outright. But I will let you know that your grandmother is very much there for you and watching over you. And she just says, get organized, girl. You got it together. All right.
Okay.
I hope that helps you.
It does. It really does.
Awesome. Awesome. Is that who you wanted to hear from?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Vivian. Go ahead.
Oh, Joy, I just wanted to ask you because I want to see if I'm connecting with the same lady that Rosie connected. This grandmother would have been on your father's side. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So it is the same lady. Are you aware that your grandmother had, and it's funny too, because I had a real motherly feeling, but then a little bit backwards too. So I kind of felt a real motherly feeling towards her. So she, like what Rose was saying, that she was a grandmother, but also very much of a mother to you. But Rose, I just wanted to ask you that about that again.
Well, I felt like it was a mother first, and then it was
grandma,
right?
Yeah, that's so I'm trying to, that's actually what I got as well, so I'm just trying to decipher what we were feeling there. So that's correct, Joy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Do you understand her having any issues with her chest or her throat area?
Yes. Yeah, she passed away from a stroke.
Yes, okay, thank you. And do you understand that she was not alone when she passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Also, she's telling me that I get a feeling you were not physically by her side. Is that correct? When
right.
she passed.
Right. I lived.
Okay.
I lived away.
Yeah, okay. You were away. But what she wants me to also tell you that she felt you by her side. That she tells me that you had never left her side. That she was, it was ill. It was almost like you were the, you know, when you're looking at something and you gather much strength for it, whether that be a card of a loved one and that. She saw your face in front of you, and she just connected with your face, and she knew you were there. And she gathered strength from you, and she tells me that she still does. She still gathers that strength from you. So, yes. So she wants you to know that's, and it's so funny. You're the joy of her life, and it still is.
It's the name.
Beautiful.
It's the name.
Yes, beautiful. So she just wanted to add that. I just wanted to, yeah. So, and thank you for calling in, because that's a good demonstration of a double link, and we both connected this to the same lady. And thank you so much, beautiful, beautiful lady, and bringing her with you. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna ask.
Thank you, Joy.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
What did you say, honey? I didn't hear that.
I was gonna ask. I think she was intuitive as well.
You think she was intuitive as well? Is that what you're saying?
Or maybe even clairvoyant? Yes.
Well, that would make sense. That makes sense because
she could see you there.
People. Yeah, I've seen colors around her also, and that.
Okay.
That yellow, I've seen yellow, which is organization, and it just, you know, somebody's very organized. But that one makes sense, too. It's also, you know, sometimes you can see gold, too. And gold is very much connected to the, you know, a higher connection to life spirit.
Okay.
And Joy, two things. Rose, I remember what when you were reading, you were saying that she's a healer. So again, healing is all linked as well to clairvoyance, all the clairs as well. And Joy, when I was telling you what she was saying, she said she could see your face in front of her. It was a memory. And you asked if she was clairvoyantly. she definitely was, because you weren't physically there. So I'm glad you asked that question again, because wow, I just love how they tell us bring you forward. So
I like that. Thank you very much. I feel myself being drawn more to yellow myself. I like a Just
well, the organization, yes. You need to get more organized.
and
organized.
Thank you.
Even
and Joe,
house,
I just want to add that
she was showing me the house, and she was showing me different things in the house and how they were organized. So
mm-hmm.
I know she was an organized lady, right? So
yeah.
So like I seen, you know, just like spices in a cabinet, and they were all in order. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm very organized. You got it there. You just got to push everything together and get everything together. You know, so
try.
But she was a very nurturing lady. So she was really, I think that's where the healing was coming in too. It was more of a nurturing type of healing thing. That I had to go back and analyze that, but that's what I felt with her. In other words, I heal people through the way that I love them and nurture them. So I'm sorry, Vivian, did I cut you off?
No, that was good. I just want to mention, too, as we're, and it's always nice because this is so quick and connecting into Joy's energy and her grandmother's energy. And she's actually just pointing to your third eye, Joy, and you also have that gift. And she just saying, just need to open it more and more. And just and actually, she will help you. And she shows me her actually doing, if you can imagine her just touching your third eye, and that will actually be your, that's your way to activate it as well, is her,
awesome.
Is what she's telling me. She'll activate it. So, oh, and yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
Definitely
oh,
something that I've been wanting to do. So, yes.
There you go.
You've helped me a lot.
Well, that's good.
Beautiful.
You keep lifting iron. That's the point, right?
Yes.
So
thank you.
Enjoy
thank
your
you.
Day, honey.
You
and
too.
Thank you for letting
thank
you open
both.
To spirit. Yeah. And, you know, and it is sometimes,
it.
Well, some, it's, you know, some listeners, sometimes they're hesitant to be open to loved ones in spirit, who's going to come through and who's not going to come through. And the big thing, you were just open to whoever was going to come through. And, you know, it always is the right person that comes through at that moment. So thank you for being open and calling
thank
in.
You.
So I'll just put you back
you
on
both.
Mute, and you're very welcome. Okay, just we'll go to the upcoming shows. You know what's coming up on Thursday. This Thursday, April 6th, is Stephanie Guided Tarot, and she has open lines all reading along. And on Friday the 12th is Soul Realignment, What Are the Akashic Records? And that's with the host, Dax Carlisle, and Rose Wilkerson, and Kathy Shogren. And all the times and the shows and the what they are on www.psychictalk.net. You'll see the upcoming shows there. You'll see the past shows there, so you can always listen to other past shows as well. And on Saturday, there's another show, What Are Your Higher Master Numbers? And then that's a Psychic Talk radio show. And it's the 300th episode on Saturday. And that's with your host, Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. And they hold open lines. So the 300th episode of Psychic Talk Radio. On Sunday, April 14th, How to Trust the Content of Your Mind. Now, that really sounds awesome. That's a spiritual landscape show.
That's
awesome. We're just talking about the mind and getting that out of the way sometimes. That's your host, Lottie Whelan and Frankie Arbose. And again, you can just, it's always the same call-in number. Just look for the dates and times at the website. And on Monday, April 15th, is 30-Day Gratitude Challenge Series, Being Grateful and Loving Yourself for Who You Are. And you were talking about knowing who you are, Rose, today as well. And that's
right.
The show, Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show, with your host, Catherine Hand. And we actually are going to be gone for two weeks. Me and Rose are taking a bit of time off for 2 weeks, but we'll be coming back to you on April 30th. So watch for that.
And we have an
exciting
show then, too. I'm excited about that one. We're going to have Dave Nolley on there.
Awesome.
Vivian.
Awesome.
Awesome.
He's great.
Talking about Mineral Springs again.
What they have going on there. Yeah, and he's had Chip Coffee come there, so it'll be exciting to hear what's going on as well. And he was on a past show, so if you want to go to www.psychictalk.net, you can look at the past episodes and you'll find him there as well. So unfortunately, we're past the hour already, and we do apologize how there was many callers on who weren't able to get to, but it was very important. I was guided by spirit too, that too, first of all, for the budding new mediums and the ones that have been there, so often people stop doing mediumship because of their confidence, right? And sometimes these tips and this talking as well, you know, it makes us to stay with it and keep that passion up. And like you said, Rose, keep connecting and just have the love for it. and don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
And because spirit is, you know, they're just rallying for us to go, girl, because, you know, they need so many mediums in, because there's so many, there's much as many up there as there is here, and yet they're not up there, they're right beside us. And they want us
right.
to know
we
that.
We just get in our heads too much sometimes.
Yeah.
And so we just need to understand that, you know, the information you get is correct. Sometimes you could be wrong in the way you receive it. You know, it's like with the lady I just talked to, I'm going to use this real quick, with, you know, feeling her grandmother out, you know, it actually felt like a mother to both of us in the beginning, Vivian, but it was a grandmother,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes,
so
it's
we had the person
yep.
wrong. So I had to go back and reevaluate to see who it was. And then once I did that,
I realized
it was grandmother.
And she does what, that's why I asked her when I talked to her, she was close like a mother to her. So that's the feeling of it, right?
Right.
We got the feeling
right.
first,
exactly.
yeah. Yeah, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I have to say, that's the first time I've done a double link rose. It was right here. I never done a double link before.
Really?
I never did one, didn't expect to do one, and there we did. We did. So that was nice. It was a little
it
treat
happens.
From spirit.
When you
needed
to happen,
yeah.
when you needed to happen, it happens. But with the information about the being a healer, you know, I had to go back and reevaluate that. We're not perfect in the way we read. Our information that we're getting is right, but sometimes it's just the way we're looking at it, and that's where that, you know, what I learned from Paul Jacobs is just go back in and reevaluate. Admit you were wrong and go back in and reevaluate it, you know, because it's a matter of experience. Right, I'm not an organized person. So for me to relate to her grandmother was hard. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you did an awesome job, and like you say, yeah, you did an awesome job, and they use our mind, so that's what it is, and we get to know. You just go back, and then if not, you just bring in something else, and that's all good. Spirit loves us, and we love spirit.
Never get yourself upset about it, because there's going to be times when you don't understand certain things. You just got to reevaluate it. Ask yourself, you know, ask the spirit world to help you, and feel it out. That's what you have to do. So, everybody today, and thank you so much, everyone, for listening in today.
We'll see you on the April 30th, and have an awesome 2 weeks, and remember to smile. Your smile can change the world.
And happy Easter!
Oh, yes!
Happy